Dwelling on the past is the enemy of hopefulness. Ayaw natin mawalan ng pag-asa. Pero minsan, we dwell on the past. And mind you, ang kawalan, ang mawalan ng pag-asa ay masyadong mataas na kabayaran. We don't want to lose hope. Now, I have a question here. Why is it that even though people want to be hopeful, still people keep on dwelling on the past? Hello, I'm Gene Estrabon III. Ako po ang Senior Pastor ng UVCC Church. Welcome to Speak to Inspire. This is the podcast of the UVCC Church. Here in our podcast, we inspire you through God's Word towards a meaningful life. Welcome po sa episode 16, Do Not Dwell on the Past. At exciting na episode ito. Dahil, of course, once again, tayo magkakasama-sama na mapakinggan nyo ang mensahe ng Diyos sa inyo with the inclination towards mental health, kumbaga human wellness. Now, in this podcast, you will learn how to answer this one question. Why is it that even though people want to be hopeful, still they keep on dwelling in the past? At pakinggan mo hanggang dulo kasi I will offer a solution here according to the Word of God. And again, if you are new to this podcast, please consider to follow or subscribe or share this podcast to your friends. Tayo ay nasa Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, at ang Speak to Inspire ay nasa Facebook din. And of course, you can visit the YouTube channel. Now, here's the new concept na gusto ko pong iparating sa ating lahat. And pakinggan natin mabuti. Hopefulness in the present comes from understanding the past so that you can prepare for a blessed future. In Tagalog, ang pagkakaroon ng pag-asa dito sa pangkasalukuyan ay nanggagaling sa pag-unawa sa iyong nakaraan para ikaw ay makapaghanda para sa isang mapagpalang kinabukasan. And of course, it's the start of the new year. This is the first podcast for this new year 2022. Okay, here's the new concept. Hopefulness in the present comes from understanding the past so that you can prepare for a blessed future. Pagkakaroon natin ng pag-asa, here, ito sa pangkasalukuyan, ay nanggagaling sa pag-unawa mo sa iyong nakaraan so that ikaw ay makapag-prepare para sa isang blessed na kinabukasan. And this is possible and this is biblical. Okay? So, before we continue, let me give some definitions muna. Okay? Some definitions. Una, hopefulness. What is hopefulness? Hopefulness is an inspiring optimism about a future event. Kumbaga, meron kang positibong naiisip na may magandang mangyayari in your future. And dwelling on the past naman, ang ibig sabihin naman ito ay yung being alive in the present, but your mind, your heart is stuck in the past. Nakakulong sa nakaraan ang iyong isip at puso. Sa anong nakaraan? Yung past failures, past mistake, even past success, and even past accomplishments. If you're still thinking about those things, maybe you're not doing things now in the future. In the present pala. Okay? What do I mean to say? You do not need to dwell on the past. Kailangan mong maging malayang mamuhay sa present. Your past is past. Pero you need to do something about your past. Mamaya ko tutuloy yan. So that you can prepare for a blessed future. Now, para mas ma-appreciate nyo ang good news mamaya, let me tell you first about the bad news. Dwelling in the past carries an addictive feeling. Nakaka-addict mga kapatid. Yung manahan ka sa nakaraan. Yung mga pasakit, yung mga problema, yung mga failures, yung mga mistakes, yung mga sana nangyari, sana ganito, sana ganun, sana hindi nangyari ito. Nakaka-addict yan. Ayaw natin yan, pero it's an addictive feeling na, alam mo yun, ayaw mo siyang balik-balikan, pero part na ng sistema mo at yung sistema ng katawan mo ang pupunta doon. Kusa. So, like addiction, you need to put an end into dwelling on the past. Kasi it will not help you. May imbiyar na ka, maging miserable ka. Now, hear this. People dwelling on the past are people trapped in laziness, fearful because of traumas, or drowned in past failures that God can no longer work with them or in them. Yung mga taong na mananahan sa nakaraan, nakakulong na sila sa katamaran. Dahil walang pag-asa eh. Fearful sila dahil siyempre ayon lang mangyari yung nangyari sa kanila noon. And it causes them to not do anything in the present. At lunod sila sa kanila mga kapalpakan, sa mga hindi gumana, hindi umubra in their past. Now, let me tell you a good news. Here's the good news. The new thing is that God is working behind the scenes. Gets nyo? Ang bagong bagay ay ito. Ang Diyos ay tumatrabaho behind the scenes. Yung hindi natin halata, kumbaga sa camera, likod ng camera, hindi nakukuhanan ng video. Pero in the backstage, the back scenes, God is moving over your life. And hear this, pakinggan mo ako, kabataan, parents, nanay, tatay, even pastors, even workers, child of God, hear me. God wants you to do greater things in your life. Hindi pagka namatay ka na o pag napunta ka na langit. Dito pa lang, you can start that journey and you can continue that journey in the Lord. There's hope. And here's the best thing. It all starts with Jesus Christ. Before we proceed, let me ask a few questions. Ano ang iyong mga worries? Ano ang iyong mga trauma? Ano yung mga mistakes mo at mga kapalpakan mo sa buhay? Isipin mo saglit. I will give you a few seconds. Worries, pangalanan mo. Trauma, pangalanan mo. Pagkakamali sa buhay. Na sana ganito. Yung mga kapalpakan sa buhay. Okay? You have words in your mind? No, here's the next question. Do you want to be free from those worries, those traumas, mistakes, and failures? Kasi, yung mga binanggit ko na yan, those are mga pabigat. Mga pabigat yon. And it will not help you in the present. It only makes you dwell on the past. Now, I have a verse here, mga kapatid. I will read a verse in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Sabi po rito, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am making a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the waste land." It's in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 19. Ang sabi niya dito, forget the former things. At ito ang pinaka-key phrase, do not dwell on the past. Ang mga tinutukoy dito, mga kapatid, kung pag-uusapan natin ang chapter 42 and 43, these chapters in Isaiah talks about the coming Christ or the Messiah or the Anointed One. And itong tagapagligtas na to, okay, no name yet nung panahon ni Isaiah, but sa panahon natin ngayon, it's Jesus, the Messiah. It's Jesus, the Christ. This Messiah is the new thing that God is going to do. Ibig niya sabihin, there will come a time that this anointed one, my Messiah, my Christ, he will come and he will make old things new. He will make desert in the He will make streams in the desert. At talagang gagawin niyang, aayusin niya ang mga bagay-bagay. And this is a hopeful message from Isaiah chapter 42 and 43. Kaya nga sabi sa verse 18, do not dwell on the past. Kasi ang Israel noong time na to was trapped in or was exiled in Babylon. Diba? Sila ay depressed. Sila ay, alam niyo yun, they dwelling on the past. Uy, ang ganda nangyari noon, nung panahon ni David, tayo ay mayaman, panahon ni Solomon, ngayon nandito tayo sa ibang bansa, naghihirap. Okay? Bagamat yung mga tao sa ibang bansa ngayon ay hindi naman naghihirap, kundi nagtatrabaho. Pero noon hindi, nang ibang bansa sila, hindi para magtrabaho, kundi para maging alipin. Hindi katulad ng OFW natin sa ngayon. So what do I mean to say, mga kapatid? Dwelling on the past, again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, is an addictive feeling. You need to move forward. You need to move on towards God's present and future for your life. Here's the insight dito sa Isaiah 43 and 42. The Messiah or the Christ literally means anointed one. At ang ibig sabihin din yan is Savior. And I have a good news again para sa'yo. If you let Jesus Christ come into your life, God is going to do new things. Meron siyang gagawin na bago. At kailangan mong maunawaan ito, kapatid. This is good news. This is new year. This is new things. This is new perspective. This is new creation. There's hope. There's faith. There's love. Kaya gaano man kamiserable ang buhay mo, don't make it even more miserable. There is a way. May solution dito. What do you need to do? Sabi ni Christ sa John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. Kaya nga sabi sa Isaiah, do not dwell on the past. I am making a new thing. Nakikita mo ba? Nakikita mo ba sa buhay mo si Christ? If Christ is not in your life, then hopelessness will enter in. Kasi si Christ lang ang may solution sa pag-asa. Sometimes may mga pag-asa na nandiyan, pero superficial, mapag-imbabaw, fake, hindi pang matagalan, pansamantalang aliw. It makes you forget, just like may problema ka, tapos magtambay ka, tapos magiinom ka at maglasing ka, at talagang be wasted. Ano nangyayari? Pag uwi mo ba sa bahay mo, pag ano mo, nasolve ba ang problema? Hindi. Kapag ikaw ba ay magalit na magalit, at talagang totally hindi mo makontrol ang panunumbalik mo sa past, you're dwelling on your past, does it help? Temporarily. Kasi ang sarap nga naman, ano, yung magalit ka, yung it seems you're powerful dahil galit ka. It seems you are a powerful person dahil galit ka. Pero I tell you, unrighteous anger depletes you of purpose, of peace. Why? Nonsense eh. Kailangan may pagbasihan tayo. It's the word of God. Now, listen here once again. Katulad ng tanong ko sa inyo kanina, why is it that even though people want to be hopeful, they still keep on dwelling on the past? I will give you a few reasons. Una, it's addictive. Dwelling on the past is addictive. Nakaka-addict. Para ang sarap balik-balikan. Pero sinisira ang kalusugan mo. Sinisira ang buhay mo. Dwelling on the past makes you feel powerful. Dahil sa mga height ng mga emosyon, you're free to say anything you want to say. This is a free country. I will do what I want. Pero ganun pa man, words that you say and actions that you do, kapag hindi kalooban ng Diyos, it hurts you, it hurts people around you. There is a thing called godly sorrow. Kapag meron ka naramdaman na matlalim na pagkalungkot and it leads you to repentance, good thing. Pero if you feel na parang, I need to say what I want to say, no holds barred, it hurts. Words hurt. Especially words that does not come from the Lord. Kung galing lang sa emosyon natin. Okay? Gets nyo ko, mga patid? Again, dwelling on the past is addictive. Dwelling on the past makes you feel powerful. And dwelling on the past rejects Christ from your life. kapag ikaw ay manahan sa nakaraan, ni-reject mo si Christ. Kasi bakit? Ang offer ng God the Father is this. He will make a new thing. And the new thing comes only through Jesus Christ. At kapag wala si Jesus Christ, there's no new thing. There's only dwelling on the past. There's no present hope. There's no future hope. There's no new creation, new life, new faith, new everything. So once again, today, make your choice. Do not dwell on the past. And tell God, let God do His new things in your life. Katulad ng sinabi ni Isaiah, do not dwell on the past. See, I am, the Lord says, I am making a new thing. Now it springs up. Nakikita mo ba? At gagawa ako ng daan sa wilderness and even streams or batisan sa isang lugar na talagang sobrang dry. God can make new things come over your life. Let Jesus enter your life. Say a simple prayer, Jesus, come into my life. Gawin mo ang kalooban mo sa aking buhay. Brethren, I love you with the love of the Lord. May you do not dwell on your past, but see your present with hope, with faith, and with love. God bless you. Hope to see you once again in the next episode. God bless. Enjoy.